the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
O'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, and here is another sketch we will never do ever. That's my guarantee.
Is this the show where a guy lives in a prison?
No, that was a different show. Dude, I have nothing but fucking ideas. Nothing but.
And none of them.
We don't do shit. Well, because we don't do anything.
Don't blame me for your failings.
Should I just do sketches about myself?
I just get shit done. Wait, listen, I'm waiting here with the camera in my hand. Teleprompter already, and you're just like,
I'm not a fucking asshole. I don't need a teleprompter. I just
you memorize all your lines?
Because I make them up on the fly.
Listen, some things you need scripts for. You think Breaking Bad would have worked if they didn't have a script?
You ever see Curb Your Enthusiasm?
It's a comedy, dude.
So it's Breaking Bad. You never laughed during that show?
I did,
but... See? Exactly.
That's the point.
Exactly. That's always the point. Anyway, my new show... Oh, it's not a show. Sketch. Is... Me and you, waiting in line for a glory hole.
You've mentioned this one before.
No, I didn't. I didn't mention it on the air. I mentioned it to you in personal life.
Yeah, earlier today, but you've already talked about this before.
No, I didn't.
Well, maybe before it was a... I think we were in line for a gangbang, that one.
That wasn't a sketch. That was just me and you in real life, waiting in line in a gangbang.
I'm saying you've done this before, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, fuck it then. Never mind. We're not going to make the sketch anyway.
Maybe someone didn't listen. Well, yeah, I don't know. You give away all the sketches on here, then what's the point of doing them?
Because maybe...
There's probably like someone with a million YouTube hits to steal all your sketch ideas.
You know what? Maybe someone who didn't listen to the show will actually see the sketch if we ever did it. Maybe that's why I mention it. It's a two-prong attack. You could hear it here first and then see it later.
It's like the... In the extra stuff on the DVD, they have like the outlines for the movie or the script or, you know, the drawings.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, before you fucking just fucking ruin everything, because that's what you do.
I've noticed that I'm very negative.
Oh, you just noticed that?
Because someone will be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna try to do this." But, that's not gonna work out for you.
What's the fucking point? And you're never gonna do that.
That's all I do. Like. Yeah, I was thinking of trying to apply for this job over at...
Why? No one's going to hire you. Look at you.
I'm like, you're going to get a job... They lay people off all the time. You're going to get a job and lay you off like a month later.
Yeah, why bother? Why bother trying anything? Why don't you just go home and kill yourself?
I was thinking of asking Sarah out this weekend. Sarah, why would you even bother? She has AIDS, right?
You're like, one, she's not gonna accept. Two, she's ugly. And yeah, the AIDS thing, yeah. I mean...
Which is the least of your troubles, really.
They almost have that cured. You don't even have to worry about that, because it's a lot harder to catch AIDS than you think.
Wear a condom, you're good.
Yeah. Even if you don't, I mean, there's no guarantee you're going to catch it. I mean, odds are you probably won't.
No, the movies, you have sex with a woman, you impregnate her and get AIDS all at the same time.
That's true.
AIDS, herpes, and impregnate her.
Real life, though, I mean, it's a lot harder for a dude to catch it. But, you know, you're fine. You know how many girls would they have sex with? Three. Still good.
Isn't it funny that there's couples out there who are like struggling, trying to get pregnant like for years?
When meanwhile, you're spreading AIDS to everyone you have sex with.
And then other people, like, you know, they have one little night where they decided, oops.
I forgot to pull out. Shit. Yeah. I fucked up my timing.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to pull out in the next
stroke. Which happens a lot. And then people make up these excuses. You're like, well, I'll tell you what happened is the condom broke.
Oh, you know what? One time, I wasn't gonna pull out, but then the girl asked, like, oh, I'll pull out. I was like, okay. Meanwhile, I was like already kind of finished, so I was like, shit. So I just, you know, I pulled out and, you know, kind of dribble a little something, like, yep, I did. Yep, there you go.
When you, I don't use a pull out method because I'm extremely paranoid.
Well, the girl was on one of those IUDs anyway. She just didn't want to do the cleanup.
Listen, I've been with girls with IUDs. Don't trust them.
No, I hear you.
Those things are in there for like 5 to 10 years. You realize that? How am I supposed to know that things still go? Maybe it was like the day after. Even no, that's too early. A couple months after.
That's it. There's a small window for you.
You know, I'll trust that shit. I tell you, I've said it before. If a girl had her ovaries in a jar next to the bed, I'd be like,
how do I know they're your
ovaries? You might have bought them on the black market to try to trick my ass.
I know.
Because I know everyone wants to have my baby.
You might have like some fucking weird ostrich eggs in there. How do I know what they are?
Yeah, I don't know. Our ovaries are pretty small, right?
I really don't trust people. What if it... I mean, what girl wouldn't want to have my baby? Think about that.
That's a good question.
So honestly, I mean, it's more likely than you think that she's going to lie about something like that.
So anyways, I have a question. So when you do the pull-out method, where are you supposed to, unload? What's the polite thing? Do you have to ask if you want to unload on her?
No, listen.
I don't want to unload over the bed. It's a lot of cleaning.
No, depending on
It's a lot easier for her to wipe Christ. Herself down.
You fucking ask a question, let me answer it.
All right, go ahead.
Depending on your position, it's either going to be, like, the ass or the stomach.
All right.
All right, there you go. There's your answer. That's the polite thing to do. Don't fucking climb up and do it on her face. Like, that's always my instinct to just go work because I watch so much porn. I got to, holy shit, I got to pull out and like jump up and just try and get it on her face. But I mean, they don't like that.
Wait, you've done it in girls' faces?
Nah. No girl's ever really up for that. Can I fucking go on your face?
You know what? I'm getting the shakes even thinking about the pull out method. I get so fucking paranoid. Like, I will think about it for the next month.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I just don't answer their calls anymore. So it's all good.
When I'm dating girls, I get like the period app and I put it on my phone for me and I keep track. That's what I do.
Yeah, but some girls don't have regular periods, so that's hard.
Well, dude, if you do it for long enough, you date the girl for a few years.
Then, well, you know her cycle.
You get the average cycle. So you know within this range, you know. It might bounce around by a few days here and there.
I don't know if you forgot, but I'm not capable of having long-term relationships with them.
Yeah, if you're only dating a girl for a couple of weeks, it's hard to figure it out.
Yeah. It's more guesswork.
See, that's worse. I've been out with girls. Now, mind you, that there was pretty much zero chance to...
I thought you were saying you were fucking a zebra.
No. Keep in mind, during these points, there was almost no chance she was pregnant.
Zebras are hung like horses, I hear.
But I'd be like, shit, I'm kind of scared. You know what I'll do? I'll keep her around. I'll keep in contact with her. Even if she didn't want to really date me anymore, I'd be like...
Oh, you don't like me anymore? That's cool. Why don't we just be friends for the next 4 weeks?
Yeah, just in case. Like, wanna catch a movie? Anything going on with you?
You putting on any weight?
You mind if I come over and go through your trash in your bathroom? Is that cool or no?
You don't have to ask, please. You know, you don't think I've never went through a woman's trash before?
You have?
No, of course not.
Give it a sniff?
No, I'm not into the smelling things.
You don't?
Nah, like, you know, some dudes want to smell feet or want to smell panties.
What
like,
about...
I'm not fucking... You know, I don't even like to smell flowers, so...
I know. What if you're with a lady and you're...
What if, yeah.
You're using your digits, all right? Do you give them a whiff after? Or?
You kind of do. Yeah. That's what's like. I'm curious. Like, does she reek? I don't smell anything, but maybe she does. So I do check, yeah. It's not that I want it, like, the odor is like...
Yeah, some guys, shit. Like, it's like an aphrodisiac. Oh, I don't know, not an aphrodisiac, but like a...
It's like a turn-on.
Yeah, like... smell this, Steve. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, no. I'm just curious, do I have to fucking boil and scrub my hand later? That's what I want to know.
How many motherfuckers are walking around like stink finger right now? I mean, there's probably a ton.
They're fucking weird, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, like, I'm not into any kind of smells. I don't want to go to Yankee Candle.
And yesterday we talked about showering. You have sex, you have to shower.
Oh, yeah. You got to scrub your crotch down, yeah. There's a lot of fucking juices.
And girls should shower, too, because you can get, you know, UTIs, you can get STDs.
Well, I don't give a fuck about them. But for me, oh, my God. Yeah, girls are gross, and they've got way too many fucking fluids, and you're just fucking...
They have the same amount of fluids as you.
No, they don't, man. When I'm done with a chick, I'm drenched from them. And, ugh.
It's the same. I mean, you have the lubricant and you have urine down there. That's about it.
I don't have the lubricant. I don't need to be lubed up for anything.
She had. Well,
you said we have the same. We don't.
But the stuff that's in her is almost exactly the same as the stuff that's in comes
out
of you.
Not that lube. That's all over me.
It pretty much is.
Whatever.
Dude, you don't think there's a difference? You think there's a difference? Yeah, there's sperm in the male stuff, but the first shot that comes out, the pre-ejaculate, is all just lubricant.
Yeah, I don't have that in my body. That's my whole point. That's what I'm saying, and you're saying I do.
It is in your body.
that lube is in my body?
The pre-lubricant that comes through your urethra? Yeah. It's in your body. Where'd it come from then?
No. Okay. Are you talking about pre-cum?
Yes.
You're saying
pre-lubricant. That's what pre-cum is, you idiot. Pre-cum, I gotta give you a goddamn health lesson. It comes out, otherwise it would burn like hell when you came.
I'm talking about the lubricant a woman has.
Yes, which is exactly the same, pretty much, as pre-cum.
Now you're backtracking a little bit. Now this pretty much you're throwing in.
Well, I didn't do any tests, but it's pretty much the same thing.
All right. Now, you know, it's pretty much. Pretty soon it's going to be, all right, it's different, but...
It's different, but it's not going to be equal.
Anyway, chicks are gross.
Why am you...
There's goo and blood, and it's fucking, you know...
Dudes are way grosser than chicks.
Some dudes. Not me.
But I'll tell you what.
All right. How long do I got to wait? Guessing game.
I just... All people are gross, and dudes are way more grosser.
I am a grosser. I work at a grocery store part-time. I'm mostly a bagger. I will help you take your stuff out to your car sometimes. I mean, if you got a lot of groceries or you're a little old lady.
You two, equally disgusting humans, you know, two 400-pounders standing there, and I'm forcing you to stick your face in one of their crotches. Who are you choosing?
Well...
Based on clean... Like, you don't give... It's nothing sexual. You're just sticking your face in there, you know...
How in there?
In there, man.
In there. If it's a dude, am I actually...
You're not sucking his cock, but you're just sticking your face, like, your chin and stuff in there.
Well, obviously, I'm a man, so I'm gonna pick the woman. Just, if all things are equal, why wouldn't I pick the woman?
Wouldn't you want to be, like... And you can't wash your face for weeks, so...
Well, why are you adding all this shit?
Because you got... I'm trying to figure out a way where you can choose who's the cleaner one.
I wouldn't say anyone's cleaner. If it's all equal...
They're not equal. It's a man and a woman.
I assume they're equally as dirty.
Well, that's stupid, because how would anyone be... No one's going to be equally as dirty as another person.
Then how would I determine? What am I... Do I get to ask them 20 questions?
Then you're going against your shit. You just said that women are disgusting, more disgusting than guys.
I mean sexually. I'm not fucking either of them.
What do you mean sexually? Women are more disgusting than guys?
There's all this fucking gross shit going on in there. Dude, we just have a cock. It's just there. And we come and it's done. Girls, you know, they're doing all their shit with it. You know, there's like, they got tampons in there. They're bleeding. There's like all this weird shit
going
on.
You know what? Don't care about menstrual blood.
No, I don't care.
A lot of guys get freaked out by that.
I've had sex with a woman on her period.
Who hasn't?
Some dudes haven't, I'm sure.
I've had where it comes by act, like, but they don't know. And it looks like there's a crime scene in my bed. And I have to do, like, fucking crazy shit to it to clean it up. Like, all right, get the bleach. And I'm, like, fucking around my bed.
You ruin your fucking... Your sheets with bleach, probably. Well, maybe if they're white, but... You have colored sheets.
No, I don't care about the sheets. The mattress, it soaks through the mattress. Okay. That's why I have a rubber sheet in case, you know?
I thought it's because you piss yourself a lot.
Well, that too. Yeah. But you like when girls piss themselves.
I mean, not in a sexual way, but I do like that loss of control they have. That's a turn on. I mean, I don't want it during our lovemaking. But, I mean, beforehand, if they lose control and they urinate on themselves, yeah, that's cool.
Isn't that bullshit that, like, girls can urinate during sex, but dudes can't?
I don't want to get into this.
It's bullshit, isn't it?
I don't want to get into this.
Why?
Because every fucking time I say it, you're gonna no, you can't piss with an erection. You can.
No, you can't.
Oh my god! See, I don't want to get into this, and I can't prove it to you because I'm not gonna fucking fulfill your fantasy and get hard and take a piss. Okay, so we can just drop it. You've never taken a piss in the morning while you have an erection.
Well, yeah.
See, then there you go. You couldn't fuck a chick with that erection? Of course you could. You fucked her with less.
But you're not gonna have an accident.
What?
You're not going to have an accident.
But I'm saying it's possible to have to urinate during sex.
But why would you? Although, I'll tell you what.
Of course I wouldn't. Well, if she wanted it. I mean, some, you know, she's weird.
Here's what I'm saying. I think if you do, you probably will lose the erection shortly after.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really care.
But think about this.
Well, because she'd be yelling and screaming, so I probably would lose the erection.
And I'll tell you what else.
I have a shitload of piss, dude. If
you don't want to pull out, the best thing to do is piss in her. Because sperm dies instantly in urine.
You know, okay, think about... You drank a lot of water, there's a lot of urine in you. You don't think she's going to know you pissed in her? I don't mean it's like a little drop. I mean a regular, you know, like a full amount. You don't think that's going to come screaming back out? You're having sex and all of a sudden she's super wet and not in a good way and you smell piss. You don't think that she goes, what the fuck?
You know, you and I are going to have to experiment and see.
Who we
do our own independent studies and then we'll come back and report and see what happens.
I don't hate chicks that much, man.
I'm so distracted because earlier I said, hey, look, there's a ladybug on the wall. The ladybug has traveled all the way around and it's come over to here.
Now
to
you're
this
just staring
side.
At it. I told you to fucking kill. I don't kill ladybugs. It's a fucking bug.
I'm not
going to
kill the ladybug.
It's a bug. You kill bugs.
Here fucking... he is. I was going to introduce him to the fans.
And why would you say he? A ladybug.
Well,
lady.
I think, well, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
I don't know the anatomy of a ladybug, but with the name, I'm just going to assume it's a
They're
chick.
They're cleaner than your balls.
What are you talking about?
They're cleaner than you.
You know what I hate about killing ladybugs? They're filled with fucking powder. Well, when you kill them, it's some weird powder.
I've never killed a ladybug because I don't kill ladybugs.
Well, I'm letting you know now. They have some kind of powder. Just like moths. When you smash a moth, there's like a
kind of powder. Well, ladybugs got those wings. There must be dust in there because there's stuff on the wings of a moth.
They're fucking dirty. They don't shower.
Those were predators or something because they taste. A lot of animals taste like we taste bad on purpose. I think, you know what?
I don't think we taste bad, but ladybugs probably do. With that fucking powder.
Continuing this discussion we've been having for the last day or so about cleanliness.
Yeah.
I think that if we didn't sweat, we'd be way cleaner. Sweating just, it brings up so much bacteria.
No, I think, you know what, I don't think that's true. I think sweat helps rinse some of it away, actually. Because imagine all the grime on you and you never sweat. It just stays stuck on you.
Bacteria likes moist places. If you're dry, there's not going to be as much bacteria.
Yeah, but just think about all the things you come in contact with. And now you're not sweating and it's just kind of sticking to you.
No.
Dry skin, I don't know.
It's not going to stick to you as easy as wet. What do you do if you want to... What do teachers do when they're handing out dittos?
They
lick their fingers, right?
They do when they finger me.
Think
I
about
don't know
it.
If that has anything
they
to do
their,
with it.
They lick their,
like in those pornos. It should lick their fingers first?
Shut up. Isn't that what they do? So wetness makes it sticky even easier.
What an insult that is. Like, I'm not fucking... We're fucking and I'm not turning you on enough. Now you gotta lick your finger to fucking lube yourself up. Fuck you. You know what? If I ever have sex with a woman again and she does that,
she's
I'm,
probably a teacher.
I'm walking right out.
She's probably handing out some dittos. So they used to call me my teachers.
I mean,
teachers.
Like, fuck you. Give me my money back. Fuck you. This is bullshit.
So the teacher's like, all right, we got
I
some
don't
dittos.
Turn you on?
What do you call them? Dittos? Handouts?
You don't turn me on.
We're having two different conversations.
This fucking man is that rude.
Who gives a shit, dude?
Hand me your paper. It's a ditto.
I've never seen a girl do that in my life anyway.
Oh, you know what the thing is? They called them dittos because it was a ditto machine. It wasn't like a regular copy machine.
I know
machine.
Why.
But well, you didn't explain.
It's
I'm
stupid.
I'm letting everyone else know.
It's stupid to call it a ditto. And I don't like people calling tissues the Kleenex either. It's like,
yeah,
that's a fucking name, Brad, and clearly this is fucking Puffs, lady.
Yeah.
Because I remember in elementary school, everyone had to bring in a thing of tissues. Like, at the beginning of the year, you had to bring all your supplies.
Yeah.
And included tissues for the whole class. Like, listen, I'll keep this shit at my desk. I'm not giving it to everyone else. No. What if I never get a cold? I bought tissues for nothing.
No, you know what they do? They ask everyone to bring it.
And I gotta march my ass up to the desk to get it? Everyone knows that I'm blowing my nose? Fuck that.
I would never get up. I'm just like, my nose would be... You know how it is during the winter months.
I remember a girl yelled at me once because I kept doing that. You know, I kept sucking it back
but
in.
Sometimes...
Like, hey, you're really disturbing me.
Listen, sometimes there's just too much to suck in. It's like in a porn I watch. But there's just too much, and I refuse to go up and blow my nose.
Yeah, do the
nose.
Old hand trick.
Yeah, I'm like, I get my hand, I'm like using my shirt, and it's like...
You go from hand inside your jean pocket. That way you doesn't leave the snot residue all over the place.
Oh my God, it'd be gross. And the thing is...
It's a Klein maneuver, that's what I call it.
For some reason... All right. For some reason, once you got up, it kind of cleared up your sinuses. Once you got up, it started moving. Because, like, all right, I'm just going to go to the bathroom because I don't want anyone seeing me blow my nose. So, but by the time I get up, get to the bathroom, I don't need to blow my nose anymore.
Yeah, I used to,
And so you go back and sit down, then it comes
back
again.
Yeah, I blow so much force that I constantly, when I have a real cold that lasts like a week or two, I'd blow too hard and break out the blood vessels and it'd be blood coming out. I do that all the time. And then
I get bloody noses a lot too.
And the one time I had all the bloody tissues out, and the guy at work started screaming at me. He's like, get that, get rid of that shit. I don't want to look at it.
I know you have diseases. I know it. Didn't they used to say one in 100 people have AIDS? I remember that, like, in high school.
I think it was way more than that.
They would say, like, one in a certain amount of people have AIDS, and then we figured it out. I don't know, one in 1,000. I don't know.
It was, no, dude, it was like one in 20 or something. It was like, someone you know has AIDS.
They would say, whatever the number was.
Like, listen, I know one guy, so I guess Mark has AIDS. My condolences, Mark.
I mean, according to that, according to those numbers, yeah. But apparently all lies. But we, like, worked, you know, I thought
somebody
about
who
it.
Listens to this show who knows someone with AIDS is really pissed and just turned off their
I know.
Their device.
Like, you're fine now. They got those all those pills. You're
I want to know how many people have turned off our show because they were offended.
Yeah.
Because we've been, people have complained to us. People we actually know that listen to the show, they're like, oh, I heard the show the other day. Like, what did I say?
I don't even know what I say half the time. I'm just talking.
You said.
And I don't care.
It's like, ugh.
You know, I don't, no one's, well, one time it came back to me, but mostly I don't have friends anyway, so I don't really give a shit. I can say what I want.
Is that the time you were complaining about the bachelor party you went to?
Yeah, I complained about the fucking bachelor party. Who the hell knew that dude would listen that one fucking time? And he was a little sad as a... I'm sorry you didn't have a good time. I didn't
hey,
know.
Mark, it's me, Tim. How's it going? Good, how are you? Not so good, man. Not so good.
Well, luckily, he didn't tell me in person. He wrote on my Facebook wall or whatever the fuck it is. And I felt like shit. Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I remember he said, sorry you didn't have a good time, Mark. I just want everyone to have fun. That's all I wanted. I just want everyone to have fun that night.
Man.
We could celebrate my...
My upcoming nuptials.
Yeah, my impending nuptials together. Is he still married?
My guy, I don't know. As far as I know.
You know what? I hear about people going to weddings, and then like 6 months or a year later or 2 years later, they're divorced. I'm like, that is fucking bullshit. I wasted a whole day. I wasted money.
I know. Well, he didn't invite me to the wedding. Really, I wasn't going to the bachelor party. It's like, it's not like we were friends still. Like, I didn't really know him. Just
he wanted an extra dude there.
Well, every once in a while, I ran into the guy. And it just so happened, I was at a pharmacy, and I ran into him. And he was buying playing cards for his bachelor party. He was having it later on that afternoon. So he was like, hey, you know what? I'll have him a bachelor party later on.
You're
going to
have lots of fun, Mark. You can. Oh, my God.
In his defense, he did not guarantee that I would have a good time. He did not say
guarantee that the best time of your life.
Well, he was buying playing cards.
You should have said, how many strippers are going to be there?
Oh, hold on. Let me finish this. So,
you know, where'd you rent him from? Kelly's? I don't know. I've heard bad things.
They don't have top quality girls there.
Yeah.
Horrible blowjobs they give. Horrible. But, yeah, in a pinch. Okay. So he tells me to come on by. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. A bachelor party. I have all these thoughts in my mind of what a bachelor party is going to be like. So, okay, cool. I show up. There's a guy at the door sitting at a table. And he wants $20 for me to come in. So I'm like, I gotta fucking pay? I wasn't just invited to this fucking bachelor party. Now I have to pay to come
in? It's like an open bar, though, right?
I don't... You know what? I don't know. What there might of, not have been.
What kind of meal did they pass out?
Oh, you could make some... I don't know. They had food. I don't fucking know. But I was not happy about that, and I never carry money with me. And I was like, if I knew going in that I have to pay $20, I'd be like, fuck no, I'm not going. But I felt
Hey, Mark, you want to come to my bachelor party? It's $20 to get in. Fuck no, man.
No, I would have said... Oh, I would love to, man, but I'm super busy today. When is it? Today? Yeah, no. No. So, but I felt stupid, so I'm like, you know, I gotta go to an ATM. And then he's like, oh, one right across the street. I'm like, all right. So I go to ATM, come back.
You're hoping he let you in for free, huh?
I did. Who knew I was gonna fucking
yeah,
pay?
Yeah, you know what? I don't get any cash on me, so I'd have to go find an ATM. You know how hard those things are to find around here.
Yeah, yeah. So I come back, and... Dude, I don't know anybody. Well, I know him and one other guy, but they got all their buddies there, so it's I'm just
I
super,
hate that.
Yeah, I'm super bored. I'm just fucking sitting there, and just kind of I'll like walk from one end to the other, and kind of you know I'm browsing. I don't. Know
you
the
and
fuck
I
I'm
are
doing.
Not, are not minglers. Someone drags us some shit, and they're like, "What's the matter, man? Like, what do you want me to do? I'm not gonna go around just chatting with people.
Yeah, I don't know people.
I'm not good at small talk, nor do I give a fuck.
Bachelor party, no strippers. You can play poker. You can do that, which I don't play cards, so I kind of...
That was pretty much it, huh?
Yeah. There was some food, which we ate, and then they took away. There was... I don't know if it was an open bar, if you had to pay for it. I don't recall, but his... I'll tell the story again. His father got drunk, apparently had a bit of a drinking problem, and he started a fight with the guy. I don't know. He's... I don't know if he was a chef or what, because they... After we were done eating, the servers came out and collected all the food and put it away. And they must have taken it with them. They just left. And so there's only this, the one dude there. And so the father, drunk, gets all angry and starts screaming, getting in the dude's face at, "Where's the food? We're still hungry." And he's like, "Oh, they took it. That's what we do. I don't know." And it was a whole
big... take your food away? That's what we do.
I don't know. It was a big fucking thing. Dude starting a fight. People having to hold him back. And the dude felt bad, apparently, because he, like, found, like... some, like, lunch meat and rolls, so he kind of just put that out so people can make sandwiches. It was just super awkward when, you know, they have the guy's drunk father starting to fight. That does not sound
like a bachelor party to me.
No, it was horrible. I'm like, I don't play cards. I don't know these guys. There's no horrors there. It's fucking boring as shit.
So, when I was doing SEO years ago...
Doing what? Oh, the service computer shit.
Yeah. I had a client, which she was a... She had one of those, like, agencies that had all the strippers for bachelor parties and stuff. It was the weirdest fucking thing, because I'm at work, I'm on a site with, you know, naked... I don't know if they were naked, but they were like...
They were, I think. Because I remember you showed me the site later on, yeah. Went on there.
They're all, like, you know, you could choose, like, they had like 30 women, and you could choose whatever you wanted. It's funny, because I had to call her up. She's a fucking stripper, but I have to be all professional with her. Like, all right,
Is Madame Jezebel in?
Yeah, well, like her, she had like a stage name too, but I called her by her real name.
Trixie Cats.
Like, I knew her real name. She was real super friendly. Although she said I was shitty, I think, after they switched accounts.
What happened with her?
I don't know. She said I didn't do a good job or something. Like,
well, fuck her.
It's like, fuck you. That's why I got out of SEO, because it's a crack of shit.
It really is. Yeah. Like,
you listen, make... your company must be shit if no one wants to go to it.
I can make you a fucking website, but I can't make people go there.
Well, what do you want? No, that was my job, to get people to go to this.
Yeah, site. How do you fucking do that? How do you make people go to a fucking website? What a fucking scam of a business.
Well, back then it was a little bit easier, but now it's harder. Yeah. SEO changed.
Well, obviously, we don't know how to get people to go to a website. No one's going to ours.
I mean, she was always nice, like, "Yeah, have a good weekend." Like, "Yeah, I know. I don't think you, I know what you'll be doing. You'll be getting nude in front of some fucking degenerates for money."
You fucking whore. And you wonder why she didn't want you there anymore?
She ran the whole place. Like, she knew all these strippers. I wonder how it worked out. They must have all, like, been... She must have known, like, been a dancer, like, a club. And she's like, this...
Well, this is what they do.
There's not enough money in this, so I'm going to have to,
No, you kind of... You branch out. You know, you're a dancer at a club, and you want to make more money. So, you know, you get some of the girls together, and when guys are there, you tell them, like, "Listen, you got any bachelor parties coming up? You know, we come over there, and you pay us X amount of money, and we dance for you." Probably sexual favors.
I mean, if you're going to have a bachelor party, at least go to a strip club.
I know.
Or, you can do the same thing at a strip club.
Yeah, or bring the strip club to you.
You could do private parties at a strip club. It probably costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Although, maybe not during the day, because they don't get any customers during the day anyways.
Actually, you know what? I was talking to a guy about this, because he was having a bachelor party. And, of course, he's another one of these assholes who didn't have any strippers. But in his defense, he did say, he's like, "Listen, my, you know, wife-to-be's father's gonna be there and shit like that." And, like,
the father's always there. That's how it works.
It's like, he's like, "You know, I don't want to be doing that shit in front of him. I don't want to go crazy and have strippers all around, and I have the girlfriend's father right there," which I can understand that. But, and then we got to talking about, you know, doing the strip club route, which, and I decided that you don't want to have an official thing at a strip club. You just go to the strip club with all your friends. That way, if it sucks, you just fucking leave and you go to a different club. You can keep it moving.
How come when dudes go on their bachelor parties, they don't, like, dress up and have, like, you know, vagina, you know, whistles and blow up vaginas?
Oh, because guys aren't assholes. That's why. Because
you go on a Saturday night, you're going to see one of these where they have a big inflatable penis and they have penis straws and, you know, penis necklaces.
Let me explain to you.
Because they all just, like, they all like the either t-shirts or they have, like, the sash.
Yeah, when guys go to a strip club, it is fucking serious business. girls go out like that, it's a big novelty. It's, you know, they're just,
you know what I think
fun.
A lot of people are doing now is the dual, like, bachelor/bachelorette party where everyone goes out.
Eh, well, fuck that. I don't want that.
Well, you know what?
I can't get up to any shenanigans.
You know what? Well, yeah, if you're the groomsman, that sucks. But
yeah. No, the chick wants it because she wants to keep an eye. You're not up to anything.
Yeah, that sucks for you. But for all your buddies, that's awesome because you have a bunch of other chicks all drunk.
Yeah.
And they're feeling like, shit, I got to hurry up and get married. I'm like,
oh, what? Yeah, definitely. Oh, my God. It's horrible.
So they're going to expedite
if
things.
You have a girlfriend and you're going to weddings, oh, my God, man. That puts ideas in her head. She feels horrible because she's not married. Every chick feels like, oh, always the bridesmaid. One of those, you know, that syndrome. Like, yeah, you don't want to be in that position.
Not even the bridesmaid. He's like, I'm always the guy that's sitting over there.
I'm always the guest, never the bride.
Always the caterer, never an actual guest.
Oh my God. You know what? Wouldn't it be nice to date a caterer? Imagine all the great food she'd bring home.
You'd probably get sick of it after a while.
They don't make the same food for everything. True. I get sick of good food. Oh, it's horrible. She always brings good food.
You know what?
Home.
A lot of times, someone takes it home. Like, they always go, like, you want this stuff? Like, yeah, I want that.
I don't know.
Because you're paying hundreds of dollars for it, so it's actually your food.
Sometimes they're like, oh, no, you're paying per plate. I didn't put on the plate yet, so no.
No, no, I think by the per plate thing is like, well, it depends. If you have the plate stuff, that's different. Because I think sometimes you have the buffet, and sometimes you have the, where, you know, you sit there and you're like, what do you want?
I don't know about
beef
weddings.
Beef or chicken, like. Either way, I've seen
it both
okay.
ways. Well, I'm fucking explaining something. I don't know about weddings, but whenever there's like big gatherings, and usually my mom is kind of like running the kitchen at wherever they are, and like, you know, everyone gets together and you cook different dishes and this and that.
Potluck dinner.
Kind of. And at the end,
I never bring food to the. When I go to the potluck dinners, I always bring nothing.
You bring the pot.
Like who's gonna notice? Like, hey, did you bring anything? Ooh, yeah, I brought the artichoke dip. That's mine. Yeah.
I didn't see that. Oh, yeah. Man, people loved it.
Yeah, I bring an empty bowl, and then I like kind of put on like, man, what was in there? It must have been good.
Oh, you just believe in it. You come walk to the kitchen, throw it right in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, at the end of the night, everyone comes to the kitchen and starts just taking shit. And, you know, but before you go, nothing's there. You got to be quick. And
where's our stove?
I thought that was up for grabs. What?
Yeah, go in the kitchen, take anything you want. You go in there, it's empty.
The fucking tile are gone. What the fuck? There's nothing but grout.
I needed a commercial dishwasher for my house. I was sick of washing dishes every night.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't have a lot of dishes in my sink. I have a little, but since I haven't needed those dishes, I've been sitting there for a fucking while. Then I gotta fucking wash that shit. Oh, thanks.
You're fun with it. That's why we have to go now.
Oh shit. Anyway, hotshotwhiskids.com. I got some dishes to wash. Get gross. I think I got a slow drain. Anyway, check out the rest of the week, and tell a friend, go through Amazon, tell a friend about going through Amazon, go through Amazon with a friend, you can do all that, anything and more, hotshotwhiskids.com.